I was born in New York, but have lived only in pockets of it. In Paris, I lived in all parts of the city, on the right bank and the left, among the bourgeoisie and among les misérables, and knew all kinds of people, from pimps and prostitutes in Pigalle to Egyptian bankers in Neuilly. This may sound extremely unprincipled, or even obscurely immoral. I found it healthy. I love to talk to people, all kinds of people, and almost everyone, as I hope we still know, loves a man who loves to listen. This perpetual dealing with people very different from myself caused a shattering in me of preconceptions I scarcely knew I held. The writer is meeting in Europe people who are not American, whose sense of reality is entirely different from his own. They may love or hate or admire or fear or envy this country. They see it, in any case, from another point of view. And this forces the writer to reconsider many things he had always taken for granted. This reassessment, which can be very painful, is also very valuable. This freedom, like all freedom, has its dangers and its responsibilities. One day, it begins to be borne in on the writer, and with great force, that he is living in Europe as an American. If he were living there as a European, he would be living on a different and far less attractive continent.